At the further end of the room was another doorway, through which came a shaft of sunlight and the noise, very loud and close, of the drums. They stepped across the threshold and found themselves on a wide terrace. Below them, shut in by the tall houses, was the village square, crowded with Indians. Bright blankets and feathers in black hair, and the glint of turquoise and dark skins shining with heat. Lenina put her handkerchief to her nose again. In the open space at the centre of the square were two circular platforms of masonry and trampled clay, the roofs, it was evident, of underground chambers, for in the centre of each platform was an open hatchway, with a ladder emerging from the lower darkness. A sound of subterranean flute playing came up and was almost lost in the steady, remorseless persistence of the drums. Lenina liked the drums. Shutting her eyes, she abandoned herself to their soft, repeated thunder, allowing it to invade her consciousness more and more completely, till at last there was nothing left in the world but the one deep pulse of sound. It reminded her reassuringly of the synthetic noises made at solidarity services and Ford's Day celebrations. "Orgy, porgy," she whispered to herself. These drums beat out just the same rhythms. There was a sudden startling burst of singing, hundreds of male voices crying out fiercely in harsh metallic unison. A few long notes and silence, the thunderous silence of the drums. Then, shrill, in a neighing treble, the woman's answer. Then again the drums, and once more the men's deep, savage affirmation of their manhood. Queer, yes, the place was queer. So was the music. So were the clothes, and the goiters, and the skin diseases, and the old people. But the performance itself, there seemed to be nothing specially queer about that. "It reminds me of a lower caste community sing," she told Bernard. But a little later it was reminding her a good deal less of that innocuous function, for suddenly there had swarmed up from those round chambers underground a ghastly troop of monsters. Hideously masked or painted out of all semblance of humanity, they had tramped out a strange, limping dance round the square, round and again round, singing as they went, round and round, each time a little faster, and the drums had changed and quickened their rhythm, so that it became like the pulsing of fever in the ears, and the crowd had begun to sing with the dancers, louder and louder, and first one woman had shrieked, and then another, and another, as though they were being killed, and then suddenly the leader of the dancers broke out of the line, ran to a big wooden chest which was standing at one end of the square, raised the lid, and pulled out a pair of black snakes.